What's going on, guys? Coming at you a day early. Can't beat that. We got the draft is done.
We were just too excited to talk about the draft.
I was gonna say the dust has settled and it feels like a breath of fresh air, and that we have to freaking make our predictions anymore.
It does. And dynasty rookie drafts are already happening. I'm seeing tons of them going through. I wish we had ours, but it will be nice to see, you know, rookie camps, training camp. Not that there's, you know, not as big of a quote unquote injury risk as there is in like the full redrafts, just because it's only a select few people. But yeah, so ours is, it looks looking like August 25th for our rookie draft.
Yep. Hot, just over 100 days to go. So I think me and you,
that's nice to hear.
Me and you were both on the same, in the same boat. We both wanted to do it early, but majority rules. This ain't a dictatorship. So give the people what they want. but it will be nice, especially, you know, those middle 103 through 106 picks, just to, you know, see the guys take some training camp reps, just get some preseason reps in here. So, and along with the injuries, it is nice. But
Well, hey, that's who won our bet that we had there, buddy?
You won 3-2. We've made our predictions, 16 total picks. I got 2 of 16 right. I've correctly picked Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson, so I was done after the fourth pick. And Mason picked Bryce Young. He picked Will Levis correctly, even though it wasn't the correct round. And then who's your third guy?
Bijan.
Oh yeah, and he correctly picked Bijan Robinson. So next time we get out to golf, it's on me.
Yeah, that was just part of, like, I contradicted myself with the Packers, even though I said the Cardinals were going to trade back for Paris Johnson. And they ended up doing that, but I still had the Packers taking him, like, in a just in case he falls. Yeah, you just got to go with the gut sometimes.
Yeah, and it worked out for you. I'm pissed. You say you got to go with the gut sometimes. I made my CJ Stroud switch at the last week before we did this.
Yep.
What could have been? But you still would have won anyway versus with the tiebreaker, so can't be too bad.
Did you hear how many trades all in total took place for the NFL draft this year?
I heard it was record-breaking, but I don't know the exact number.
I think it was 43.
Jesus.
43 trades during the draft.
Nobody wants to keep their picks.
Nope, no one wants to keep them.
We had a dynasty trade go down.
I'm not talking about it.
Okay, well... Mason and I, we were both going into the same player. We didn't know each other were going after it. Just so happened it went down the same morning. We both wanted him, and I got him. So
it was Najee Harris for the 107 and 110. My offer was the 106, kind of just starting, and I had the 201, and he didn't know I had the 201. So yeah, you ended up getting him, and the plan that I had is kind of up in the air now, so kind of going and seeing what I can do just to keep, you know, what I want my team to shape up to look like start going into the year.
Dynasty never sleeps.
Never sleeps.
Yeah, even though it's May, make those trades. All right. Yeah, Mason, we just went over this like 10 minutes ago, so go ahead and describe the draft.
Yep, so we're given $1 million. And we have to spend $250,000 per store. We get four stores, so we're going to go back and forth on where we would want to spend $250,000. I think you and I probably the same, 101 and 102.
So we're doing – this is the first week where you pick the draft, I go first, right?
Yep.
Okay. So no online stores, but if you –
Yep, no online. You have to go into the store and do it.
Okay. Well, this is an easy 101 for me then.
Yeah.
I'm going Tesla.
Okay. So we do get cars. Okay, perfect.
I took that as stores. If you can set foot in any store, it's fair game. So okay. I know I'm only getting probably two of these if I'm getting the top of the line.
But... Yeah, what, you're getting two? You're going to get two cars?
That's fine. You're going to be jealous as hell of my two Teslas.
I do have car dealerships written down, and I'll get specific on it when I do go to take them. But no, Teslas are fine, but I'm good. I don't want a Tesla, but good pick. Did not think that's where you're going to be going.
This was hard for me. I only had 7 picks, so I was like, I don't know if I can go 5 rounds on this one.
Well, you might have already gotten Colton's vote, the Tesla owner in our Dynasty League. Okay.
Poof. Already tilting. Pick one. You said there was a 101 and 102.
So I think there are two, and I'm going to go with Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yep, that was going to be my fourth one on the list. So it was up there. But
I can get my golf clubs. I can get, any athletic apparel that I need for future. Any of that kind of stuff. I get shoes.
You can build a full at-home gym.
A full gym. Yeah, a lot of things that I can do with at Dick's.
Yeah, that I wanted that, but not more than my second pick here. I'm going Best Buy.
Ugh.
I'm getting every electronic that you can think of, and most people forget they have the top of the line new updated fridges, the new washers and dryers. They have a lot of home appliances in their front section by the cash registers. I'm getting it all.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go the better store over that. I'm gonna go Costco.
Fuck,
that was my 101, 102.
That was a very.
I get Costco. Yeah, easy slam dunk for me.
That was the very last one on my list. I feel like spending that much money at Costco would be tougher than these other stores.
I don't think so, because I can get some food items that aren't gonna, that go bad. I'm stacked with liquor forever.
I mean, I guess.
I now have to pay for liquor again. I get food, frozen foods. I can get the TP, can build it, and they got cool stuff.
Do we have to spend this $250 in one go, or is it accumulated, or
it's a one go, and whatever you don't spend, you lose.
So that was my thing with Costco. I'm like, I'm gonna get a shitload of food, but where am I putting it all? And half this shit's gonna be expired.
Well, you don't buy 50 pounds of chicken.
I'm gonna have to buy my electric bill's gonna be through the. Well, it already is with Tesla and Best Buy, but
yeah.
My electric bill will be through the roof, because my plan, if I had Costco, was to be
get
as many fucking deep freezers as I want. I won't even be able to walk in my basement. That's how I'm gonna have to make a deep freezer maze in my basement. That's how much I'm getting.
Yeah, and they got some cool stuff. I mean, they got obviously nice on patio, the electronics, dishwashers. I'm sitting. I like Costco because there's so many things in there that I can buy. It's not like a Dick's Sporting Goods. There's sports. There's nothing else besides sports stuff. Costco has it all.
All right. Well, if I lose this draft, I have nobody to blame but my shitty picking, because I am getting my 101 through 103 here.
Okay.
And this place, you can buy actual boats, and you get everything else under the sun you want. Cabela's.
Yep.
I'm buying every pop-up camper. I'm buying a boat. I'm buying all the gear, all the clothes I ever want. I don't have any food on this list. I'm still going to have to pay for groceries once this
draft. Yeah, you're still paying for groceries.
I'm getting every cool thing under the sun.
Yeah, nope, that is fair. Cabela's was on my list. And I do have, I'm trying to I know my fourth one you're not going to pick, but I can buy clothes at Costco and Dick. So I guess, I'm fine there. I'm going to go with Cabela's rival, who actually owns Cabela's, and that's Bass Pro Shops.
Whoa. How can they be a rival if they own it?
Well, I mean, when you say I'm going to Bass or I'm going to Cabela, they're a rival, that's customers.
Fair. Yeah.
But I'm getting, same thing. I'm getting my boat. I'm getting four wheelers. I'm getting all that stuff. Well, maybe not a lot of stuff, because boats are pretty expensive. Right? Because Cabela's, they have to sell boats.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. I was like, I had to make sure. Yeah. What kind of boat? I'm getting a pontoon.
Yeah, the pontoon is the most expensive one up there.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to get past Bass Pro Shops. Give me some boats.
So I got two left on my list, and I don't know. I'm going to have to, I'm not going to pick this one just because it's like a combination of all three of my stores already. And I'm going to take Apple as my last pick. I'm just going to flip all the products. I'm going to take a couple iPads, couple phones for myself, whatever Apple's
you can't just go and sell this stuff.
I could sell it. I'll pay someone to sell it for me.
No, you cannot just go in and sell. I mean, fine. If you want to do that, I guess. I mean,
sure. 250,000. I can. Apple will come out with cars in 5 years. I just had no other picks. I'll let you pick your last pick, and I'll tell you my last one I was deciding between.
All right. Well, so I have, you know, multiple on my list here. You know, I thought about going to like a strictly clothing line, like a Lululemon. It's just clothes. It's just clothes.
$250,000 is a lot to spend on just one thing.
Right. I don't even know if they have enough men's items for $250,000. I'm sure they do. Considering one t-shirt's like $80. I thought about going, I have Target on here, but again, that's I already have Costco. Like, it's better than Costco's better than Target, so why do it? Yep. So, and I have my boat, so I'm gonna go with the car dealership. I mean, do I have to be like specific or
as specific as Tesla is?
All right, I guess I might as well get my dream vehicle. It's really only gonna be like two. I guess I'll go Mercedes for my G. Do I really want to do that though? Oh,
he's tilting.
I am because, I did not think you were gonna go like Tesla like at all.
Was Tesla on your list?
No, because I don't care for Teslas. Like, I mean, they're nice vehicles. Don't get me wrong, but you know. This is annoying.
Should I pull up the Jeopardy timer for you?
Yeah, I guess I'll take the God, why can't I just say car dealership, Anthony?
How about I let you think the rest of the episode and you can fill in your last pick when we're done?
All right, that sounds nice.
My last pick, I had Home Depot or Menards, one of the two, but just I don't know. I would like it for like the outdoor, like patios, furniture and stuff, and you know, like maybe like a riding lawnmower, but there's no way I'm spending $250,000 worth of stuff in Home Depot.
You could build a house with all the stuff.
Yeah, let me get right on that. yeah. Okay. So my team, Tesla, Best Buy, Cabela's, and Apple. Mason's got Dick's, Costco, Bass Pro Shop, and TBD. So he's got about 30 minutes to think here. All right. So first, let's just jump right in. I have all these guys listed in fantasy relevant players in order they got taken. I don't know how you configured your notes there, whether by draft position or normal position, but we both picked Bryce Young, Carolina Panthers, 101. Still there?
Yeah, it was kind of the easiest pick, obviously, for the day. I don't know how great he'll be for fantasy.
I know. I've been looking at Dynasty Startup rankings and redraft rankings. If for both, he's kind of going around, or he's kind of being ranked between like 15 and 17 range. I would be shocked if he went for like more than like 3,520 this year.
Yeah, they have a good O-line. The receivers are just meh. Like he has Adam Thielen, which is nice to have the veteran. They got DJ Chark, who's a veteran. They drafted a rookie who I like as a receiver. But it's a team that wants to run the ball. And he's not mobile. He's lack of good pass catchers. So yeah, I think if he throws for 3,500, I'd be shocked, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, for this is obviously a good pick. He's arguably the best quarterback in this draft class, so it's a good pick for football for the Panthers. But yeah, I don't see a world where I draft any Bryce Young in any format this year.
No, I think the only way is, you know, I have the 308. If he's there at the 308, maybe like, hey, it's the first overall pick in the NFL draft. why not take a chance on him type deal? Right. Or if I had any third round pick and he's there, then I would for sure.
In a one quarterback league, obviously we're an anti super flex podcast, so
yeah, he's going in the top four. Superflex. Yeah. Right now, so yeah,
if Bryce Young drops to the 104, you take him in superflex.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%.
CJ Stroud went 2 to the Texans. People were I don't know if they're just beat writers trying to get clicks or what it was, but the Texans, they all along they needed a quarterback, and it's tough to pass on a quarterback when you're a bottom team in the league. There's no guarantee you're getting a quarterback next year, even though the quarterbacks are supposed to next year's quarterbacks, whatever year it is, are always supposed to be better. So if you have your guy, just take your guy right then and there, and that's what they did. And if I was a betting man, if I was a GM, I would have taken CJ Stroud. I like him as a better quarterback and as a better fantasy option, but hey, that's why I'm over here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think them trading number 3, the head coach and the GM, they were not set on who they wanted to go. They gave up a lot for the 103. It was Will Anderson. They gave up their 12th. So they flopped from 3 to 12. The 33rd overall pick. The next year's first, which will probably be a top 5. And I think a 3rd as well. And they got like a 5th back. So they gave up a lot. And I think it shows that the GMs or the front office and the Texans, they couldn't decide what they wanted to do. So they just got both and they gave up a lot. But CJ Stroud, I think, will be a fine starter in the NFL.
If you had to pick one or the other, who has a better fantasy performance year one?
I'll go.
Both are gross.
Yeah, because if the Texans would have stayed at 12, they could have picked JSN, which then I would have easily said CJ Stroud. I'll go with – I'd have to see schedules, but I guess just off of – just right now, I'd probably say CJ.
I think I'd give the edge to Bryce Young by the slimmest of margins, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Pick number 4, Anthony Richardson to the Colts. I've been seeing this guy. He has top 10 potential just because of his rushing ability. Yeah. His last year in college, he rushed for over 100 attempts, 650 yards. That's the name of the game when you're trying to find that positional advantage in fantasy. So, Richard, as far as actual football ability goes, I mean, I don't root against anybody, but I just don't see a path where he's a good quarterback in the NFL, and I hope he proves me wrong.
Yeah, I feel like JT has to take a little bit of a hit, nothing crazy. Pittman might take a hit just because – I mean, he has the arm strength, but it's the accuracy. And JT, you know, he's going to lose some rushing opportunities and some rushing touchdowns out in the goal line. So I think for all in all, it's good for Richardson. He went to and they had the 4th overall pick, but they didn't have a quarterback. JT was hurt. But I think if CJ Stroud goes here, I think he's the highest odds for quarterback to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
For sure.
But, Richardson is the 101 or 102 in super flexes right now behind Bijan. He's a guy you take a chance on in the second round because he does have fantasy relevancy over the two guys.
I mean, you said earlier Pittman probably takes a hit. That's not great. He finished as a wide receiver 23, borderline wide receiver 3 last year, 925 and 4 touchdowns. If he takes a hit – you're a Pittman owner in Dynasty. That's rough.
I mean, yeah, you know, they just haven't been able to get the quarterback right. They took who they think is the guy. Then, you know, people say he's the next Josh Allen. Then he'll be fine. But he is in a contract year. And Pittman, if he doesn't stay with the Colts, is a great athlete. And he's just a really good wide receiver. He'll find a team in a team that will want him. So I'm still not worried on Pittman because he is young. And, you know, he might be that deep ball home run hitter this year with Richardson right now.
He could. Richardson can hit the ceiling, so.
Yeah.
a couple picks later, Bijan did go to the first available team that really needed a running back, to the Atlanta Falcons at 8. And you have the 101 this year. And honestly, there wasn't – the Falcons are as good of a team as any to fantasy-wise to pick him. They now have Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson. They have nothing but weapons on that team, but
No quarterback.
Still with Desmond Ridder. I don't think, regardless of quarterback, Bijan's still going to get his.
Yeah, it's they did not need to go running back. Tyler Allgeier broke their rookie rushing record. They have already the two weapons. There was, for fantasy, it's nice. It's great for Bijan. It's a great landing spot. And Ridder's not really that mobile of a guy where Mariota is and was last year. But from a team perspective, how do you justify that? Like, how do you justify that pick?
I don't know. I don't know if they're just trying to be flashy, take the best player available regardless of position or what. But Tyler Allgeier, he had 1,035 yards last year. He'll never get it again in his career as long as he's playing with Bijan.
No, except for injury. That's the only way he will see more than 10 carries a game.
Yeah, for dynasty purposes, if you were counting on Allgeier in any capacity to crack your starting lineup, that just went out the window.
Yeah, I would try and trade him to the Bijan owner, just have them get the handcuff, because the only time you're going to play Allgeier is for the injury. You know, but
his ceiling this year is RB3, and that's being modest, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, that's, again, unless there's an injury, Allgeier won't do anything, probably. So he's a good handcuff. He clearly showed it last year. If you have Bijan, go get him just for a quick handcuff.
Most surprising pick of night one, by far, Jahmyr Gibbs, pick 12 to the Lions. He was being mocked early second, late second round. The highest I saw him being mocked was late first round, maybe to the Bills, but yeah, this we were watching it live at a bar, and I was speechless. We were both speechless. I didn't know what to do. The pick made no sense at all. The Lions have been getting one of the worst. Don't get me wrong. Gibbs is going to be a great fantasy player. He's a great running back, but the Lions have one of the worst draft grades this year because of this pick. It made no sense.
And their 18th pick. I mean, their second round, they got a really good tight end and the Brian Branch Alabama safety, but they could have gotten Gonzalez, the best corner, I think, in this draft at 12. Gibbs at 18, and then the linebacker out of Iowa at their first pick in the second round, and then even the tight end, Laporta. Like, they could have killed it. They could have set themselves up to be the clear team in the NFC North. And I think they just fumbled it a little bit. I'm not wasting a top 20 pick on an inside linebacker who doesn't have speed. And that is what they did. It's great for fantasy and dynasty for Gibbs. It's a good spot. They traded away Swift. So, like, it's him and Montgomery. It's a good spot for Gibbs.
So we follow a lot of the same people on Twitter, a lot of the expert analysis guys. I've been seeing him in most people's top five for year one for dynasty running backs. Would you agree or no? I don't know what we're not seeing here.
No, I don't. It's Bijan in no order. It's Bijan. It's Breece. You know, Ken Walker definitely did fall.
Ken Walker fell outside the top five for sure.
But it's still, you know, McCaffrey, ETN, like Saquon's 26. Like, he's still.
You have to mention Taylor.
JT. Even McCaffrey. Like, McCaffrey can still do this because he does numerous things. He's not just one. He's not just the Derrick Henry, or he's not just, you know, a pass catcher. Like, he does them both very well, and he hasn't had bad injuries. They've been minor injuries that just sidelined him. If I had the 103 and, you know, I wanted to go Gibbs, I wouldn't mind having McCaffrey, depending on the team, obviously, depending on your team. But even like in startups, McCaffrey's going before Gibbs.
Right. I mean, it depends on what direction you want to take your team. Obviously, they're being drafted high enough where if you take McCaffrey, okay, I'm going more win now, vice versa for Gibbs. So I get it either way, but we didn't talk about this to start the show, but 48 hours after they drafted Gibbs, they traded Swift to the Eagles. So it's basically Montgomery and Gibbs back there now, but Montgomery's going to take the Jamal Williams role of last year. And
he's better than Jamal Williams.
He's going to get most of the goal lines, most of the red zone attempts. I mean, Gibbs is a pass catching back. He's smaller than Monty. He's less durable than Monty. I know Monty's had a couple of, you know, lingering injuries, but I think for year one, If you do draft Gibbs in fantasy, year one, I wouldn't expect a top 12 finish from him, but
no.
Year two and on, it's honestly his backfield.
Yeah, I think he'll be, you know, right on that 15 to 20
touches.
And Monty will probably be there next year. So, you know, who knows what happens with the Lions? You know, they drafted Hooker later on, and, you know, who knows if he's the real deal. Goff is clearly a good enough starter in this team, on this team, you know, to get it all done. So, yeah, I think he'll be just a safer guy. I think you can count on, you know, 10 to 14 max fantasy points a game in full PPR, and non-PPR, he's really not that valuable.
I mean, yeah, nobody should be playing non-PPR at this point, but if you do, stay away from Gibbs. But
yeah.
Yeah, so the Packers passed on JSN at 13, and he fell all the way to pick 20 to the Seahawks, which was surprising to both of us. Mostly because of how far he dropped and to the team he went to be honest. I've seen JSN fall a couple spots down people's draft boards, not in rookie drafts, but just in overall drafts, just because of the destination. And
yeah,
you know, I don't see Metcalf and Lockett being faded away year one for JSN. So in one quarterback leagues, I'm assuming it's going to still be Bijan one and then 102 JSN, but you have both picks. So tell me your thoughts on his landing spot here.
Yeah, I think JSN is at a good spot. I mean, when he was in college, his sophomore season, look who he had around him. He had Olave and Wilson. Both of them are better than Lockett. Like, that's, you know, being rude to Lockett because Lockett's done it for years, but he still succeeded. He did better. Sound opportunity with DK there, but, you know, year one, he can still finish as a wide receiver too. 24 or better. And I think Lockett will be playing at 31 years old this year. His cap hit next year is a lot more than his dead cap. So I don't see that top 10 upside from JSN this year, but next year, I think Lockett's gone. And I think now he's a top 10, top 12 possibility. He's going to be a PPR machine. So I'm still fine with JSN. If you have the 102, it usually means you're possibly rebuilding. So if he's the wide receiver 26 in year one, don't be discouraged. Stay to the course, stick to it, and JSN will be fine.
100. That's exactly what I was going to say. Even if he falls outside the top 24 this year, just stick with him. Talent overcomes situation.
Yeah.
This started the four wide receivers right in a row. Quentin Johnson went next to the Chargers. People were speculating that Flowers was the second best receiver in the draft, but Quentin Johnson ultimately is Mike Williams 2.0. He's another huge receiver. He's Keenan Allen's getting older. He can't play forever, even though it seems like he fucking can.
Yeah.
I love this landing spot for QJ. Herbert's not going anywhere. Again, same as JSN. He'll probably be the wide receiver three. Those guys can't stay on the field. So he'll probably be the wide receiver one at some point this year.
Yeah, for one game, he's going to go for 10 for 180 and 2 because both those guys will be gone and he'll just go nuclear.
he's going around 104 to 107 range in one quarterback rookie drafts. If I'm staring down the 106 QJ, lock that in all day.
Yeah, no, I like QJ. I like his landing spot. Like you said, it's Mike Williams, you know, Junior. And you just got to hope that his flaws that he had in college, that they can, you know, having those two good long-term veteran receivers can help him with it. So, you know, I like him. It's a good value for the 106, 105. It's a good landing spot. We knew they were going to go receiver, just didn't know which one.
Right. The third receiver off the board in a row is Zay Flowers, pick 22 to the Baltimore Ravens. Now this is rough because Flowers is a talented receiver, but the Ravens don't have a great track record with Lamar and the team of outside of that one stretch of Hollywood for a couple game stretch there of producing fantasy valuable wide receivers. You know, they just signed OBJ. They still have Mark Andrews. They still have Rashad Bateman.
And Lamar's going to be running.
Yeah, and they're a running football team. So, oh, man, this 106, 107 range staring down Zay Flowers and Zach Charbonnet will get to him in a couple picks here. It's rough. I was hoping that the Ravens weren't going to take anybody, but here we are.
Yeah, it was. It's a good pick for the team because they need better receivers. You know, they haven't been able to rely on Rashad Bateman because of his injury. OBJ is unreliable because he's older and on a second ACL. But so he could step in and be the guy. Like he could be it next year, maybe not this year, but again, next year kind of got JSN. But it's a lot riskier than JSN.
Even if Flowers emerges by the end of the year as the team's wide receiver one, what is that really even saying? Like, what, 800 yards and 6 touchdowns?
Yeah, it's going to be tough for him to see 120-plus targets in all reality, just because Mark Andrews demands a lot of targets. And they do have the other two guys who, one, they're paying a lot. The other one was a high draft value. Like, he might start slow, and then throughout the season might be seeing, you know, 8 targets a game, but it ain't going to be right away.
No. I think the best case scenario, wide receiver 3 this year for Zay Flowers, and hope he progresses and emerges as a wide receiver 1 for years to come.
Yeah.
Fourth receiver in the row, Jordan Addison to the Minnesota Vikings. Out of these 4 receivers, year 1 productivity, easily Jordan Addison.
Should be. Yeah, should be.
He's obviously going to always be the wide receiver 2 as long as he's lined up across from Jeff, or on the other side of Justin Jefferson, but there's a team, at least one team every year for fantasy purposes, that's produced 2 wide receiver 1s. I'm not saying it's going to happen year 1, but if I'm a betting man, it would be this duo. With obviously Kirk Cousins still here, the quarterback situation for the future is uncertain. But year 1, Jordan Addison, give me this guy easily over these other 3.
So if you're doing a redraft, you would pick Addison over JSN?
I would. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it would go Addison, and then probably JSN and QJ right neck and neck with each other, and then obviously Flowers.
Yeah, I like Addison. It's annoying that he went to our division rival. Yeah. You know, they throw the ball a lot with Cousins. They're kind of uncertain with the running backs. There's still rumors that Cook's going to be heading out to Miami. It would just be post June 1 because that's when it saves the Vikings more money or something. But yeah, if you look at for year 1, I would probably say Addison finishes. I think his ceiling is, what, 14 probably?
I would say middle wide receiver 2 range.
Yeah, and his floor could be, you know, 25. You know, he could just not get it done. But then his future, I think, is probably out of the 4, the not the riskiest, but at least we know with, I guess, even, you know, JSN, we don't know what they're going to do with the quarterback. We don't know yet. But they've paid Geno for 3 years. He did it last year. Good to see. Quentin Johnson has Herbert. He's not going anywhere. And Lamar just got his payday. So you look at the 2 best receivers, they're the question mark for the future at the quarterbacks. That's the only risk involved with Addison and just his size.
His size is a question mark, but his comparison is Garrett Wilson for size. I'm not worried. I'm not saying he's going to live up to the hype that Garrett Wilson is, but all these guys are undersized.
They are not in the same. They're not even close. Garrett Wilson is so much bigger.
Pull up the numbers.
I am.
But pick 25, first tight end off the board. Dalton Kincaid went to the Buffalo Bills. So obviously this hurts Dawson Knox a lot. I feel like the past couple of years we've fallen in love with late round tight end Dawson Knox, and this definitely hurts him, but
I have the sizes up. Garrett Wilson, 6 feet, 195.
Okay.
What's Jordan Addison? 5'11", 170. That's 25-pound difference. That's a big difference in the NFL.
Okay. I thought we were talking about height here. My bad.
Oh, no. Height I don't care about, you know, Okay. Essentially for receivers. The weight is the biggest thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Dalton Kincaid. Yep. I mean – it is what it is. I thought the Packers were going to take the first tight end off the board. They fell all the way to 25 for the Buffalo Bills. He is the best. I think he's the best athlete at the tight end position. So
100%.
If they were trying to go for the best athlete tight end, they knocked out of the park here. But for fantasy purposes, I don't see him or Knox really being relevant.
No, and they just paid Knox in this past offseason, so I don't know if they'll use Knox. I don't know if Knox is a better blocker. I really don't know. Kincaid's a better route runner and yak guy, but he's had the biggest like rise in rookie rankings. A lot of people are saying that he could be the wide receiver two on this team. You know, he knows a tight end, but see the second most targets on this team. I don't know if I buy that. In a way,
if that happens, Gabe Davis is going to be the wide receiver 60 or worse in fantasy. I don't see that.
And the first year, rookie seasons for tight ends, even with Kyle Pitts' historic, 1,000 yards and whatnot, they only averaged 35 receptions and 360 yards. That's the average for like the past 10 rookie receivers draft or rookie tight ends with drafted in the first round. So I'm personally not taking Kincaid in the first round. The only reason why Pitts went at like the 101 or 102 in his rookies was because he's a unicorn. And look how that's worked. The tight end 6 and then the tight end whatever he was. Yes, that was due to injury. It's a guy I'm not picking in the first round, me personally. I would take him in the second.
Yeah, I know this is our first rookie draft coming up here. We personally have never done one, but there's very rare circumstances where you need a first round tight end. Just grab, and especially in a one quarterback league, just grab a running back or a receiver for depth. Second round here, another shocking turn besides Jahmyr Gibbs. Will Levis dropped all the way out of the first round. Shocking, not shocking to us. We fucking hate Levis. He's not that good of a quarterback, but
yeah.
to analysts, people were mocking him 101 to the Panthers, but the Titans did trade up for him. They got him second pick, I believe, in the second round.
Yep.
So now they have three misfit dumbass quarterbacks in Tannehill, Malik Willis, Will Levis.
He is he'll be the QB3 on their team starting out. he'll jump to the QB2 by the time season starts, and he probably will be starting through the end of the season. But yeah, just say if you're gonna draft Malik Willis in the third, and then you're gonna trade up in the second round to get him. Like it's they're trying to find him. I don't know why they wouldn't have at least tried for like an Aaron Rodgers or Jimmy G. I don't know if they were. But Jimmy G, I'd rather have than the three that they have right now.
100%. All this draft pick tells me is that Malik Willis is done.
He's terrible. He's
irrelevant. And this hurts nobody and helps nobody. This is just a neutral draft pick for me for everything fantasy relevant wise.
Yeah.
And we're not, we will talk about Tajay Spears in third round for the Titans. But just to touch on, the Titans didn't draft a wide receiver. Treylon Burks' target share to the moon.
They're not going to be good targets.
They're not going to – I don't know how the fuck they didn't – I don't know how Treylon Burks went through this on scathe, but he did. And he's going to rise in redraft rankings for sure because of it.
I don't even know if he will, though, because of who the quarterbacks are.
I think he will. I think he's going to go fifth, sixth round.
No.
I really think he will.
Would you take him redraft fifth round?
Based on how I draft, no, because I like to take quarterbacks around that range. Maybe our running back dead zone, but I personally wouldn't. But yeah, trust me. When we see redraft rankings come out, don't be surprised.
All right,
Michael Mayer went to the Raiders in the second round. This is a great pick. Obviously, they traded away Darren Waller. Foster Moreau's got health concerns and. Jim, they just upgraded. They made a lateral move at quarterback, but it's still going to be a pass first offense, in my opinion. And I think out of all these tight ends, he'll have the most fantasy relevance year one.
Yeah, I mean he's the best all around tight end, not the most athletic,
right?
But it's a great pick. I view him. I don't view Jacoby Myers as a threat. I view Mayer as a better option and a better guy who maybe not in the first year to see the second most targets on the team, but I think maybe next year he could be. It was a good move to an offense that needs to keep up with the other, for sure, two teams. You can say they're kind of I'd say they're ahead of Denver's offense. But they got to keep up with the Chiefs and Chargers, and they got the best all-around tight end.
My mental health is still not okay because of this pick. It's Zach Charbonnet, round two to the Seattle Seahawks. This is just a head-scratching move. I don't get it. It'd be one thing if Sharp's play style was different than Ken Walker's, but they're both big, bruising running backs. Neither one of them. Pete Carroll came out. Did you see this Pete Carroll interview? It was just laughable. He was asked why they took Sharp in the second round. You want to know what his answer was?
What?
Because he's a great pass screening catching back. He caught 11. I looked it up. He caught 11 screens in his four fucking years in college. What are we doing? That makes no sense to have.
And there are other better pass catching running backs in the draft in round five.
Two of the same that Ken Walker didn't play for the the first half of the year, it felt like. But once he got going, he got going.
Yeah.
And now that Sharv's here, I don't know what Ken Walker his ceiling's definitely not top five in my opinion anymore.
No, it could be 12, 15.
I'm hoping for the 6 to 10 range, to be honest.
Oh, that's a big hope, a big ask for someone who now they have three big time receivers, another running back who's gonna eat up carries. Like this could be the Broncos 2 years ago, 50-50 run backfield. I think if Ken Walker's the RB6, that means that there's going to be a huge outlier and he's going to get all their goal line touchdowns. That's the only way.
Yep. He got 66% of he got 70% of his attempts last year without playing basically the first four games. So
yeah,
it's definitely going to switch this year. So I would say the biggest loser is probably Ken Walker out of this draft weekend.
Yeah.
Anyways, Hendon Hooker, round three to the Detroit Lions. I personally believe that Goff is the quarterback for the next 3 years, but I mean, Hooker will be almost 30 at that point if Goff plays that long. So
yeah, he's 26 right now.
Yep. I mean,
it was a head scratcher to me. I mean, I get you need a backup, but why and whether Hooker is really good, we don't know. How he's going to the NFL? Why wouldn't you at least take a younger guy? Like, there's talks on they're going to be extending Goff, but of course it says in the next 15 months. That pretty much says if he has another great season, they're going to extend him.
Right.
If you saw what he just did with no Jameson Williams all season, now he's going to be missing him 6 games. Like, they didn't really lose anyone. They drafted Laporta to replace Hockenson. Like, he's going to probably do the same thing. Why not just extend him now and get a guy who can play this year and be valuable to your team and not a 26-year-old ACL torn quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, if Hooker went to the right situation, he could have started year two probably, but this is rough for him.
Yeah,
I don't see him getting on the field at all.
I think the only way that he is their guy next year is if Goff is just terrible and they miss the playoffs. If they miss the playoffs again, then I think they're like, no, we need a change, and we're going to go with the guy that we took. It was very weird. They went about this draft really odd, and they could have came out of it insane and had their – they're probably still the favorite in the NFC North, but it's not by a wide margin, which it could have been.
Right. Kendre Miller, the running back for round three to the Saints. And this was an interesting pick because obviously the Kamara is getting older. He finished his worst finish ever last year is the RB18. He'll be 28 when the season starts, and he still has the suspension, which I feel like it's looming now. It's a matter of when it's coming rather than if it's coming in 2023. So
yeah.
This could be the passing of the torch. I mean, this is just a perfect scenario for really any running back to go to, but I've seen Kendre Miller go as early as 109, 110 in startups now, or for rookie drafts.
Yeah, I like the landing spot. The draft capital is still good in the third round. If Kamara is suspended, he could be the guy who could end up being the RB3 out of rookies this year if Kamara is suspended, because he's just going to take over that role. Jamal Williams is not a pass catcher. And he really could be the RB3 in, out of these rookies this year.
He could. Jalen Hyatt, round three to the Giants after some people thought he was going to go first round to the Chiefs, Ravens, Chargers. I mean, yeah, this dude slid. I haven't seen reports as to why he slid to the third round, but
because he's a one-trick pony and he ran a 4.5 40.
People know he got famous. People know his name because of that one Tennessee game versus Alabama when he got 5 touchdowns. But
yeah,
I mean, other than that, he had his 2020 and 2021 seasons at Tennessee. He didn't go for over 300 yards. And his one, he had one breakout game. You take that out in 2022, he goes for like 60 for like 800 yards
and 10 touchdowns, which is still good. He's supposed to be the big deep ball guy, and then his 40 really killed him. And yes, there's a difference between, you know, football speed and, you know, 40 time, because obviously we've seen John Ross do a 4.2 and did nothing in the league.
Right.
That 40 time really hurt him because his route tree is not the greatest. And now he goes to the Giants, who have all of these weird receivers. You don't want any of them.
No.
Daniel Jones is the quarterback. You don't want him throwing the ball to your receiver.
Yeah, if I had to pick one guy, I would still go with Wandale coming off his ACL. But, yeah, I don't want any of them.
Yeah, if they would have taken Hyatt in the first round, that's different because that means they're spending big-time draft capital. They believe in him. No, instead, he slid to them in the third. So, yeah, I would take Darren Waller and Saquon, and that's the only piece of offense that I want on the Giants.
Josh Downs, round three, the wide receiver, round three to the Colts. I don't think this affects really anybody. I mean, he's 5'9", 170. He ran a 4.48. He's not fast. He's not big. I don't get this at all. I don't think this affects Pittman at all. I still think Alec Pierce is going to be the wide receiver two in this team. It's just I think they just needed wide receiver depth and they took best available.
Yeah, they lost Paris Campbell in the offseason. I mean, if anything, it hurts Alec Pierce, but it affects both because they're going to be losing some sort of targets. But yeah, I mean, Josh Downs. He was a guy who, if he goes to the right situation, could have been a 110. You know, now I've seen him. I know he's available in mocks that I've done, and I haven't taken him with my first three picks in the second. So it's just not a great landing spot.
Nope. I wrote down two more running backs here, both round three. First one is Tajay Spears, round three to the Titans. I've seen reports that came out after they drafted him that he basically has no cartilage left in his knee, and his ACL is gone. Can't tear an ACL if you don't have it.
Hey, that's the bright side of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to look for a silver lining, there it is. But he's got a lot of durability issues. If you're looking to take a shot on him in the later rounds, I wouldn't to replace Derrick Henry. But you do you.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have had any injuries, because these were not reported until, like, how bad they were until after, he would have been a guy that, yeah, you take him in the second, because you don't take him in the first, because he's not going to do anything this year. But Henry would be gone. And he would have been a guy you can plug in, the third round draft capital. But with these injuries, I would rather just pick him up off waivers after the rookie draft.
Yep. The last guy I wrote down, he's right up there with Kendre Miller up the board. It's Devin Akine, or H.A., yep, however the fuck you want to say it, to the Dolphins. Yep. First off, Dolphins, they've re-signed all their running backs, but they're all fucking trash. Akine went for 1,100 rushing yards last year, 8 touchdowns. He caught 36 passes. He's really a dual threat on the ground and through the air, and I could see him year two being the lead back here.
Yeah, the running backs that they have right now are older versions of Akine, or again, however you want to pronounce it. They're just older versions. And you're going to have to watch, you know, if they do take Dalvin Cook, because if they do, then all of the other running backs are essentially rushing for 400 yards max and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So just watch out for that. But no, it was a good landing spot. He's been creeping up in the late ones now. So, yeah, if Cook doesn't go there, then he could be right up there with Miller as who's going to finish as the RB3 this year. I just don't think it can be Sharp with a shared backfield with a good young running back.
Yeah, Sharp was supposed to be the 106, maybe even 105 if he went to a good situation.
Yeah, if he went to the Bengals, he could have been like the 104. Like
he could have been.
He could have been.
But yeah, that was all I had. Did you write anybody else down?
No, not for, you know, draft winners as of this moment, Mixon. I mean, I don't know what the Bengals were kind of doing. They did go late running back, but you can't go in this not having Mixon if something happens, and they didn't seem to want him. So I don't know what happened there, but he, as of now, is a big winner for this, not having Sharp or Gibbs go there or them trading up for Bijan. He's a big winner, surprisingly.
Yeah, I didn't write down any winners or losers, but if Zeke or Cook go there, then I agree.
Yep, they could still go Zeke. That's probably the betting favorite.
I would probably say. Zeke said he wants to go there, but do the Bengals want him to go there?
They're not going to pay him what he wants to be paid. No. Well, let's talk about our teams. How do you Bears? How do you feel about it?
First off, I hated that we traded down because I wanted Jalen Carter. Yeah. Obviously, that we all knew that was who the Eagles were going to pick. But we ended up getting Darnell Wright. I've seen pretty good reports on him.
Yeah, he's a good right tackle.
And then, I mean, overall, there wasn't any pick that I was just like, oh, why the fuck did we do that? Like, I know you were pretty upset on Lucas Van Ness. Was it because you wanted JSN or was it because you just didn't want who you drafted?
It was because I wanted JSN. Just give Love as much help as he can. They did go Reed from Michigan State, who I do like. But, you know, there's a lot of back and forth. So he technically didn't start any games at Iowa. Most defensive line snaps at Iowa. And which I didn't know this, that the Iowa D court, whatever it is, he's like the guy, like, no, senior start, you know, seniority starts, but we're going to play our best guys the most. So I do like him. You know, he has the athleticism of, and they view him a lot like Rashawn Gary, who was supposed to have a breakout, then got hurt. You know, Preston Smith is old. Edge. And I had said, if we go edge, I'm not going to be mad. I just thought that JSN was there. Let's get him. So that was the only reason why I was like, ugh, upset about it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, for the Bears, like they addressed all their needs. The only guy that analysts are saying went too high, could have got him later, was our second round pick, Gervon Dexter, the D-line from Florida. But we addressed offensive line, defensive line, cornerback. We needed a running back. We got a wide receiver, a linebacker. I mean, Ryan Poles really got a haul for the first round pick, and he turned this into a pretty solid draft on paper.
Yeah, I think I've seen both teams getting A's, A minuses in the top six. Again, rankings mean nothing. Mahomes was a C minus draft pick. Russell Wilson was like a D draft pick. Like, you never know what they're going to end up being. So take that, those grades, with a grain of salt. Don't be bragging about it. Don't be salty about it. But yeah, I thought both teams did what they needed to do. Might not have been what we wanted, but they know more than us.
Yeah, again, that's why we're here and they're there.
It would be nice. It'd be fun to be there.
It would be. All right, the time has come. Have you figured out your last draft pick?
Yeah, I'm just going to go just to the car dealership, and I'm going to get more bang for my buck. So I'm not going to go Mercedes because that gets me two vehicles essentially sometimes. And, you know, I want kind of a mixture. I want, you know, maybe a truck. I want, you know, the SUVs. So I'm just going to go with.
He still doesn't know.
No, because, like, do I. Because I think, you know, I think Fords have better trucks, but I think Chevys have better SUVs. I like Toyotas. So I'll just go a non. You know, fuck it. Let's just go Mercedes. Give me my G-Wagon.
That's hilarious. You had it down and you're like, nah, fuck it. I'm just going back.
Just write two G-Wagons. Don't even write Mercedes. Just write two G-Wagons.
No, I wrote the company. I wrote Mercedes.
Okay, put in quotes G-Wagon.
Oh my God. All right. I when you said you wanted a variety, I thought you were going Jeep so you can have a top down one. Like,
oh, I hate Jeeps are terrible. No, I know you have a Jeep, so I'm not trying.
I hate my Jeep. I agree. Okay. It's terrible.
Yeah, I will never own a Jeep. And Megan likes them. I'm like, no, we're not getting one. We're not spending our money on it. We'll get something else.
I miss my Toyota. I wish I would have just run that thing more into the ground because I miss it. There was never anything wrong with it.
And yeah, Jeeps, fuck it. No, go. God damn it.
What?
I don't know.
We're closing this out in the next 20 seconds here. Are you staying with Mercedes or no?
Nah, give me Toyota.
Whoa! He's tilting.
Give me Toyota.
I hope you just get wrecked in the group chat for picking Toyota.
That's fine.
All right, that'll do it. We're square in the off season now, so we'll have to come together. Maybe we'll get a mock draft in here coming up. I think we're going to have to start our division breakdown soon. That'll be 2 months worth of episodes. So, yeah, score in the off season. Again, make sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at The Kneel Down. Post every day on there. And we will catch you guys next week.
See you next week.